Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. That is Donald Byrd, Flight Time. And this is live on Tribe Family Channel. To me, that is the sound of success. You are tuned in to Financial Fitness Season 1, Episode 7. I am Beverly Black, and this is live and created especially for you on Tribe Family Channel, co-hosted by yours truly and J. Elliott Howard. Now, this has been one heck of a ride the last few weeks, few months, few years. But that song right there, I needed to play in its entirety in this moment so I could refocus, because for me, that song is the sound of success. I played it in 2005 on the way to my first book drop event, which happened to be a PhD party in celebration for a sister that, in lieu of presents, she wanted to gift gumbo for the soul. Gumbo for the Soul is the parent company of a Tribe Family Channel. It all started with a book. Then it became a voice. Then it became a radio show. And now it is a network. And that's what we're here to do. Network, focus on success, and stay in the proper moment. And what is the proper moment? The proper moment is the one that you have prioritized for yourself so that you could see success down the road. So there's a reason why you see blinders on horses. There's a reason why you see their vision blocked in their peripheral so they can stay focused on what's out in front of them. And that's what we're here to do. So again, welcome live to Financial Fitness. J. Elliott Howard has an MBA in accounting and a master's degree in mass communications studies. As a successful insurance agent, Elliott offers product lines such as general lines, life and health insurance, and is a financial services representative. So we want you to join us. Call in at 515-605-9351 and press the number one key if you want to speak. Now, if you want to go off the phone and go online, you can follow our studio at www.blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. Today's show will entail Beverly and Elliott discussing the insurance coverages needed to address your life, land, and legacy. Follow our studio, drop your financial questions on our studio page, or call in and speak directly to the professionals. I am the layperson in the equation. J. Elliott Howard is that professional. Welcome, my brother. How are you doing? And thank you once again for taking the time out.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Ooh, I am refocused, and my mind is on success. And I'm excited to get this started because I know that you have a special presentation, and I don't know how much time yours will take, but the presentation that I have, I'm getting it from businessinsider.com/personal finance, and it entails what types of insurances you need in your 20s, 30s, and 40s. So with my presentation as a layperson, looking up information and having you on the line as a professional, I definitely want to present and have you cut in wherever you're inclined to jump in, give your perspective, and then go from there. So which one of us should go first? Would you like to tell our audience what your discussion presentation will be about?
Okay, mine will just be like, you know, just having a light discussion on IUL, because of the fact that I do know we have audience that, you know, members that are like younger as well, or they're older and they know they have connections to younger professionals or kids and all. And I can speak for my personal, because it's my personal life, because there's a decision I'm going to be making soon involving my 4-year-old. And let me just put out there that Beverly and I are going to have a serious discussion for the next hour. But after we're done, if you want to take a breather and involve with something a little lighthearted, podcast is none of those things. The other podcast that I'm a part of is going to be discussed. This is the third installment of Fixing Sport, Part 3. And we're going to be talking about fixing hockey, NASCAR, and soccer, and of sports that do involve quick hands and feet and focus. given how things have happened in the world of entertainment over the last week or so, this will be something that would be fun to take a break from, then to take a break from reality. So you can join us on Spotify and enjoy that release that just got released today. But I'm going to be talking about...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, Brian Bright and Henderson is our second year, and, you know, we've brought in all the different types of things that we talk about, but it's funny, it's going to be engaging.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guest on that's been joining us for the last couple of Fixing Sports, which is Alan Gonzalez. And so we have been covering like per episode, and this time we're going to be doing the three, the hockey, NASCAR, and soccer. So this should be fun. And,
really
Beverly and I
fun.
Have
fun. Oh, I'm sorry,
yeah,
Elliot. No, I just wanted to comment on that because, you know, these aren't generally your inner wheel of sports. Usually, you know, football, baseball, basketball, you know, that's usually that trinity. So this sounds like it would be fun hearing, you know, the perspective that you have in the other areas that sometimes we, you know, don't pay too much attention to or may not be great fans of, don't know the players. And I find that that does sound like it's fun and interesting. And it's outside the box for me, so that's probably why it sounds fun.
And look, you know it's outside the box for me because, like, you know, I don't do NASCAR. Hockey, that's soccer on ice. And I did play soccer even up to I used to play for University of Houston when I was a younger man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that life is far behind me now. I don't look back at that because I'll probably pull some more muscles, but I'm too old for that type of thing. I'm just trying to stay healthy, Beverly. I'm not trying to do nothing else.
you're not trying to get extra about it, but you know what? It's interesting nonetheless. And so what is your presentation about? I would prefer that you would go and ahead of me, and then that way we can get a full rice, informative view of where you're coming from with the IULs. Please break down all acronyms for the laypersons, including Beverly.
Okay. Well, and for the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about, we've had some episodes where Beverly and I have, where it's just been both me and Beverly, and we've talked about whole life insurance products. And we've talked about term life even for a little bit, right? But and I've hinted at Index of IUL, which is Index Universal Life, but I haven't really discussed it to the extent that I could. And it's still, like, for the layperson, it's still something that, like, I would advise you meeting with your own financial advisor, insurance agent, something like that, and go deeper, because it's a very important vehicle. And I will say that, at full disclosure, it's an alternative to just going with Gerber for your kid. I mean, granted, you don't have to just get it for your kid. I mean, if you're in your 20s and 30s, like I said, it's the same axiom that I've been saying for whole life, that you're never going to be in better health than what you were when you were younger. So if you're in your early 20s and you want to plan your life effectively financially, because it's good to have a plan. Life definitely will throw curveballs at you, but if you have a plan, you can make it through most things. And generally speaking, and Beverly's heard this because I've talked to her about these buckets. There's the tax now, there's the tax later, and then there's the tax never. And the tax now is those areas where you store your money and that you get taxed immediately upon usage or, you know, withdrawal, okay? You know, so you're talking about you put your money into, like, checking, savings, or 401k and such, right? There's items that are taxed later, like your when you do also withdraw, it's not taxed immediately, but taxed when you withdraw it, which would be like a traditional IRA and, you know, your annuities and everything like that, right? Then you got the tax never, which is your Roth IRA, and then you got your insurance, right? Because those types of monies are paid with after-tax dollars. So that's the foundation for it. So when we go into the IUL, which is a life insurance policy, it's Index Universal Life. So what makes it different is that it is an investment vehicle married with a whole life policy. Now, grant you, there are whole life policies that do grow cash value, that do have dividends attached to it. We have, and the company that I'm with, they have some that are like that. But with an IUL, it's attached to the S&P 500, okay? And so S&P 500 isn't your typical stock market. It's not as volatile as your typical stock market, not like the New York Stock Exchange or those types of things like that. So, yes, it will rise and fall with S&P, because it is an investment, will rise and fall. But the rise and fall is slow, and the high might not be as high as the volatility of your typical stock market, but it's not as low as your typical stock market either, so it's not going to hurt as much. So it's basically like it's closer to like a mutual fund where it has a steady, if you want steady growth, slow but steady growth over time. You know, mutual fund is one of those investment vehicles that you can do, and S&P 500 is kind of in that same vein. The Index Universal Life is attached to that, and so the beauty right off the bat of the Index Universal Life is that it has downside protection, meaning that when you have the guarantee, when you have the Index Universal Life, the face amount is guaranteed. All right, there are universal life, also known as ULs, but there is no downside protection. And even though they are attached to investment vehicles, if the market goes down, it'll also take away your face amount, okay? Index Universal Life, that is not the case. So it's a protected investment that is guaranteed a growth of like 4% and then a non-guaranteed of 6%. So on top of your face amount, so we'll say like, you know, and typically that it starts off on a face amount of $100,000, right, which is the reason why I'm talking about to the younger people. And from, you know, as to young professionals and even getting it for kids, as even opposed to Gerber. Now, we'll tell you this and the reason why in a little bit. But you start because obviously it's going to be cheaper when you're younger, obviously. So if you're 20 to your 30s, like, it's going to be a reasonable cost. There's other things that you might choose to do that with, you know, with the money, like the expensive vacation. I mean, you can still do it. But once I explain to you the beauty of the Index Universal Live, you understand why you can do it after you get the IUL. Okay? But you can still do those things. But one thing that I can say as an accountant, as a trained accountant and all that, a lot of times when people make, when they come to making their financial decisions, what they do, what they don't do, they assume that they don't have the money. But a lot of times what I found is that they have the money, but they have the money in going in other places, right? And I had, like my grandmother used to say, that you find the money for what is important to you, right? So, and I know when you're young, the world's your oyster, so to speak. You want to have your freedom when you're just coming out of being underneath your mom and dad's thumb, and you want to do whatever you want. But there is a thing that I was taught, that all things are permissible, but not everything is beneficial, right? So you can spend your money on whatever you want, but that doesn't mean it's gonna, you're going to get a return on that investment, you know, financially. So you want to be make wise decisions, and you, the way you get to enjoy your older years is what you do by setting the foundation when you're younger. Okay, so back to the IUL. It's part of this whole concept that I've hinted at over the last few weeks, and if you haven't been listening to stuff that we've been talking about on this show for the last 2 months, you need to go back and listen, right? Because this is a really important thing, right? There's a concept of infinite banking. So infinite banking is where, like, you are your own bank account as opposed to going to the bank, right? The bank does serve a purpose. It's a perfect place to save your money, okay, and all of that. But the but with life insurance policies, Whole Life and IUL, you can borrow from them, from your policy, and then just pay yourself back. You are your own bank, okay? And the trick about having the life insurance policies that have an investment vehicle attached to it, like the IUL does, is that as it grows in cash value, if you do borrow from the policy, there's one of two ways that you can pay it back, where because it is going to be growing in cash value, because, as I said, the interest rate and all that, right? Then you talk about the dividends, right? They're also going to be growing in cash value. You can take the dividends that you've been earning the money on and use that to pay the loan back, or you can just pay a little bit extra on the on your premium payment to pay the loan back. But it's only 8% interest. That's considerably better than borrowing from the bank and paying the money back to the bank. Okay, and because if you don't pay the loan back to the bank, then it starts to, there's other penalties that the bank can do that can alter things that you're trying to do with your life. Whereas with IUL, that with what it is, then it's, if you happen to die before you pay the loan back, it's literally just taken off of the face amount. And given the fact that it starts off at $100,000 face amount anyway, then it's still, like, if you borrow, take a loan out for $20,000 to whatever you want to use that money for. We'll just say, like, you wanted to buy a car, right? And heaven forbid you happen to pass away. Well, then there was a $20,000 loan that was on the account. And so that, so the, instead of being $100,000, it's now $80,000 on the face amount. Okay, but that's still $80,000. It only takes about $20,000 to bury it. So, like, you're still fine. But there's that flexibility in it, right? Because you can, but if you do, but most people are living longer to the 80s, 90s. There's more 90-year-olds and 100-year-olds now than there ever have been, right? So if you're in your 20s now, more likely you're going to make it to 90 or 100. So, and the biggest concern that, you can ask, talk to a baby boomer now, because all the medical advancements and people knowing better on how to take care of their health, it's the whole outliving your money. So you want to have as much money in the end as you possibly can. So one of the mistakes that I made, and this is why the IUL is important, is one of the mistakes in full transparency that I made was that I had a 401k with a company that I was with, and I had $10,000 in that 401k. Of course, I didn't have an IUL, and I didn't know anything about an IUL. I didn't have a financial advisor to tell me about that I needed an IUL or to teach me about it, okay? So this was the decision that I made. I had an air conditioning unit that at my house needed a new one. It was going to cost about $10,000. Beverly, I took the money out of my 401k and paid for the air conditioning unit.
Lord, imagine, have mercy. We would have had so many fans around that house. Let me tell you something.
but I was like, okay, I was going to think about it's a powerful investment. That's what I used it for. Not knowing about the fact that there was going to be a penalty. Nobody explained that one to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a bonehead decision. Had I had an IUL, because I was younger. We're talking about, I was way younger.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Had I had the IUL, I could have just borrowed the $10,000 off of that policy and then just paid it back and never touched my investment. Okay? And it just would have let it grow. Had I done that, I would have had double or triple what I had in my 401k at the time. We were talking about 10 years ago. Right? And so, but that was something that I didn't know. So, yes, so that's me being vulnerable, showing about it. But from my mistake, I'm telling you, this is actually a way of actually doing it, making a better financial decision. Because you don't want to touch the 401k. You don't want to touch your savings. You don't want to touch the traditional IRA. You don't even want to touch your Roth IRA. Let those, in any other investments that you have put your money in, and waiting for, because they need time to grow, you don't want to touch those. Okay? And so doing it with the IUL that way, then we're talking about the fact of, and this is what I'm doing, looking at, because I have a 4-year-old, right?
Right.
And Beverly's familiar with Manny. Manny's a friend of mine.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Manny is a broker. He's a financial advisor. I went and posed this question to Manny another disclosure thing, Beverly, I don't know if you knew this, but my firm, my company that I am a part of, owns Gerber. My company owns Gerber. The interest.
Oh,
course.
Wow.
Not the food.
Okay,
not the food. No, not the food.
I know you're talking about the life insurance.
Yeah, you know Gerber. Yeah, the Gerber life insurance and all that.
Right,
they
right.
Do that life insurance. Yeah, we own
right.
that.
Oh wow.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay, we do. Yeah, we do. We own that. But so I know the question would be then: so if we own it, why am I looking at something else other than Gerber? Here's the reason why. Because knowing what I know about what the IUL does. Okay, and knowing about the expenses that will come for what, because I'm all about setting up my children for success. Okay, knowing about the fact of like, if you do what you can do. Okay, so there's either you do it or you don't. This whole thing about financial fitness is putting the information out there so you're making informed decisions. You don't want to make decisions without being informed. Fair enough. Okay, so
right.
All right, so at 4 years old, so if in 14 years he'll graduate, okay, and then so we're talking about college, we're talking about like life beyond this house that he is in, right? And so wanting to make sure that he has investment that he's in, and that he can have when he gets older, when I'm no longer walking the planet, right? Protecting that. Having him up for something that he can actually use as a tool to grow his own wealth. This is where I was looking for the IUL. Okay? Because he's not going to, because for the next 14 years, he's not going to, like, there's nothing going to be withdrawn from it anyway. It's just going to get, it's going to grow 4% interest on top of, with any additional, like, 6% interest on top of that, right? So by the time he grows, it will have the, he'll have what's been paid into it, plus what's been paid into it is going to be growing in value this whole entire time. So if I want to pay for his college education, right, pay for that semester, right, while he's in school, then it's just borrowing from that IUL and paying it and then just paying that back. That's going to be cheaper than taking out a loan to pay for this college education from a bank. You feel me?
Right. Right.
So,
right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, okay. So then, so we go from that, right? So then, you know, we, you know, we'll pay, so we'll pay that. And all that. So still then, he'll still have, you know, it's still going to have, he'll still have coverage. And it, I, like, I pray to God that nothing happens to him, that I would have to cash that in for a final expense for him, right? I'm banking that he's going to be in perfect health, that he doesn't get called home, right? I'm knocking on whatever wood I can find, okay? Because I don't want that heartache, period. No parent does.
Right.
Putting all my chips in, so putting all my chips in that he's going to be all right, then it's like, okay,
Amen.
So if I borrow that money and I pay that back, right? It's like, it's still not going to make a dent, really, in, because, you know, it might take about, it might be, depending on what school, like, what school you're going to, some schools cost $20,000 a year, some schools cost more. But still, it still would make a sizable thing, of a dent into what is going to go towards the education that I wouldn't have to, like, you know, pay a bank, and it's a bank, I don't have to worry about a bank seizing my property because I can't afford to pay the bank back, all right? So,
whoa, that's a huge point right there. Hadn't thought about that one. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So, because I'm borrowing from, you know, it's policy.
From yourself.
Like, right. Exactly. Because I'm, you know, it's like, and so you're doing that. So, seeing like I told you that you're never going to be in better health than what you are when you're younger. All right. I think you all know this.
True.
So he's four. Okay, so, I mean, you know how, for anyone that's had a four-year-old, Beverly's a mom, she knows when her boys were four.
I've had four-year-olds.
Yeah, okay, they got, do they not have energy for days? They fall down and then they get back up like the Undertaker, right? We need a nap, we take a nap. Like, it's 8 hours and we call that a nap. They take a nap for 30 minutes and they're like, they're back up with it, okay? That's that type of help, right? That's gold standard, right? So with all of that, right, so $100,000 policy paid up at 100. So, like, you know, so there's accelerated, which is, like, paid up at 70, right? So he gets to 70 and nothing, no more payments. Pay up at 100. Okay, whatever. All right, so they paid up at 100 because it's longer time. It's not as expensive as would it be on a monthly premium if I did paid up at 100. Maybe if I did paid up at 70, okay? Now, I'm not going to be there. I hope I'm there, but that would mean that I'd be like 115. I mean, you know, that's saying that I can't.
You'll be there in spirit.
But
who knows? You could live to be 130, 40. You don't know. But let's do a station break, and I want to just interrupt you right quick and let everyone know this financial fitness information is coming out of J. Elliott Howard on Tribe Family Channel, and it is rife. Elliot, go ahead, because you really have me thinking, and this is real in-depth, and I want to hear more.
Okay, so here's the thing. So when I tell you the premium, this is what's going to fool you, because you know what you and I have been talking about away from everybody, okay?
Right.
IUL for a four-year-old. See, here's the thing. When he becomes an adult, when he becomes a man, and he has his own professional doing like that, I can just sign it over for him. Because, see, in that one fell swoop of me getting this policy, he will never have to get another insurance policy for the rest of his life.
Oh, wow.
You understand?
And it has It has acted in his financial interest because of the fact that it's an investment, and that, like you said, with the accrued interest, with
cash
the cash
dividends.
Value, dividends, there you go. This is real good information, because you're talking about the long term. If we start right here, and we've all seen, well, I won't say we've all, but I am 62. So when I was entering into motherhood, the package that would be mailed in the books and the maternity information always had the little Gerber baby, and, you know, you always felt that sense of this is protection, this is early protection. You always had that sense of, oh, if I could just afford this, this is early protection. Well, I can't wait for you to run these numbers for our audience, because the early protection that you're describing, and the fact that your company owns Gerber, I mean, your company sounds like the grandfather of it all. And oftentimes we don't know who the parent company is behind these other companies or mergers or acquisitions, but we know that we are in good long-standing company when we go through you, J. Elliott Howard, and your company, as I have had the pleasure of doing. So before I turn it back over to you, let me just... Well, before I turn it back over to you, I just want to remind our listeners that this is Financial Fitness Season 1, Episode 7 on Tribe Family Channel, co-hosted by yours truly, the CEO of Tribe Family Channel, Beverly Black, and J. Elliott Howard, who has an MBA in accounting and a master's degree in mass communications studies. Okay, so we're dealing with someone that is very well versed, an insurance agent offering product lines such as general lines, life and health insurance, and Elliott is a financial services representative. Elliott can talk money. Okay, so we're going to get his information definitely before we go off the air. But Elliott, I remember talking to you also and hearing this information right here, which I remember talking to you about a living policy. So describe what the acronyms again means for the laypersons, the IULs. Tell us what that acronym stands for again for the layperson. But before we go off this air, I want you to pick up where you left off now, but I also want you to go into the living policies that we have touched on before. So go ahead and take the mic back.
Okay, here's the thing. The index, IUL stands for Index Universal Life, and it is like the whole life policy that I've been talking about in the past. It has living benefits. That's what I've been talking about.
Wow.
You know, with MSCI, because like I said, you can borrow from it, and in order to use for what you need to do. Like, we'll say, like if he were to have a critical illness and he needed the money to pay for treatment, he could pull from that. We all know health insurance pays what it pays, but sometimes it's not enough. All right? Well, he can borrow from the Index Universal Life Policy. Comes already fitted with the rider. That, like, in the event of, like, having a critical event, pull the money. And there's a number of things that can be, that it all in one fell swoop. Whatever he would need to use money for his life, that he'll be able to use that and not have to, like, haggle with the bank You know, like, because he needs money. He wants to go and have his own business. And, you know.
Well, stop right there for a minute. Stop right there for a minute. We're going to segue into if he wanted to have his own business. But let me just say this about your aforementioned. If, God forbid, there was some type of medical emergency or the need for money to, you know, keep life together, you mentioned you wouldn't have to be dealing with a bank. And I was just thinking about, as you were speaking, I was just thinking this is a huge benefit because when you're dealing with loans, you're dealing with pre-qualifications that must be met. Just because you are applying for a loan doesn't mean you're going to get a loan. As opposed to the IULs, that this is already in your coffers. This is the money that you have behind the scenes that you can go into for said emergencies, pay back under the dynamic that you mentioned earlier, a little bit at a time over here, you know, the minimum amount over there, some extra off the overtime you worked over the weekend, but you're putting back into your own pot. Now, your son is 4 years old. You mentioned business. And I just want to segue to that because if you think about a four-year-old, by the time he knows what he wants to do and by the time he has matriculated the education to go after that which he wants to do and graduates, if he wants to go as far as a PhD, and now we've got him in his late 20s, early 30s, and this policy started at 4 years old, Google got a lot of money to draw out to start his own practice. But y'all not hearing me, though. Go ahead, Elliot.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's now, before I go any further, I'm, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to drop Beverly's jaw. I'm going to drop her jaw. She's going to, hopefully she's sitting down for this. Okay, because Beverly, remember what, you know the business that we've been working on with you for the last couple months, right?
Right.
Remember what I quoted you, right? Four-year-old. This IU, because you see, there's a lot with this IUL. There's a reason why the IUL is so much more than the regular whole life insurance. You get that, right? Okay? You get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, I do.
You ready for the premium?
Yes, I am.
For that $100,000 and with everything that goes that comes with it. And let me say this: for the beauty of life of anything whole life and universal, the premium never increases.
Mm.
For the rest of his life, he will always be looked upon as 4 years old. Even though he's 70, it's still, the premium reflects the fact, no, you were 4 years old when you got this. You're four.
Right. It'll never be raised or adjusted to say, oh, now you fall into an age bracket under these dynamics or demographics, and we're going to have to increase your rate. Or that, say, if you're my age, if you're over 60, your rate is going to be a little healthier because there's more years behind me than there is in front of me. But when you say a four-year-old and you're talking about a lifespan of 80, 90 years, you know, at an average, you know, we can expect from our children to, God forbid, anyone gets taken home early. Life is life, and we all deal with the vicissitudes of life. But let's say for the sake of forward planning and thinking and strategic financial investments It sounds like, Elliot, this is definitely the route to go.
It's the premium. You ready?
Yes.
$100.
Oh, you're going to tell us the amount. Oh, okay. You're going to tell us the amount, too? I thought you were just telling us that it will never change.
So it will never change. It'll never change. So I'm saying with everything that I just told you that comes with it, all that I just described, right?
Right.
For the rest of his life, it's $100. It's $100 a month.
So what I heard is 25 mere dollars a week for this amount of security and a financial foundation. You can't shake that. You can't shake that foundation. And the other thing that really impresses me is that we're not talking about a 401 matching funds, you know, accrual, something that's accruing in slow motion. We're talking about something that is $100 and it starts off at $100,000. Boom. That's it in a nutshell. And you know my thing, Elliot, my thing is GoFundMe is not financial security, period. Now,
Wait, Elliot,
we have about...
We got a Facebook jail for that. Hold on.
We did, didn't we?
Facebook might give us an Oscars moment. Then they'll find out that, wait a second, we don't respond.
You know what? Anti-social media has their own agenda, which drives them. And you are so right to remind me that when I said on social media that GoFundMe is not financial security, oh, but did they not check my post and block me from posting in Facebook jail? And I could have cared less. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tell the truth, and we are going to walk in it. If the water rises to our neck, we are going to tell you the best route towards financial fitness. We have a professional at our disposal who has not only taken a whole hour out of his busy, busy schedule every week to make sure that we have the information that you need, but also he is the sponsor of financial fitness. Let me say that again. He sponsors this show. This man breaks bread to make sure that we here at Tribe Family Channel can have an avenue to bring you this kind of information. And I don't care if we have to holler it from the highest mountain. We have to change the trajectory of our financial history. Although we're not picking out any demographics, but I always come back to gumbo for the soul. I'm talking about that soul, that $1.5 trillion, that soul sinks into this economy, and not $1 comes back around to the soul community. So you know what I'm saying, and I am not playing, and I'm not going to play with you. This is Tribe Family Channel, Financial Fitness. Go ahead, Elliot. Let us know how our audience can get that $100, $100,000 financial security through you.
Yeah, well, contact me at 281-661-3919. And my email address is Elliot Howard at WSLIFE.com. It's ELLIOT period HOWARD at WSLIFE.com. You give me a call or email me, and I'll take care of you. If you do reach out to me on Yelp, or Google my business page, right? Please make certain that you give me your contact information so I can contact you directly, because I will call you. I will respond. That, like, you can ask Beverly. I've talked probably 2 or 3 times a day. If she has a question about something, I answer the question. She doesn't. She's never gone more than 24 hours from hearing back from me. You know, whenever she's had a question about anything, even the process that we've been doing together, like, I take the time. Today was a very special day for me because everybody I was talking to was over 60, and I love the fact that I had their trust. So I'd love to have the opportunity to earn yours.
Fascinating, fascinating. And yes, indeed, we have spoken over several years, if I might add, in terms of business and growth. And you came aboard to what? To undergird a different show based on finance, based on teaching and guiding and helping us understand that there is a path that we can matriculate for our financial information, for this level of service where we can reach out and speak to someone directly. We don't feel like a number. We don't feel like we're going through a loop where we left a message and no one's gotten back to us. And so that means a lot to me. I want to say, to be able to get in touch with you directly, to have spoken with you about financial information through the years, and to know that you're right there and that you continue to grow in knowledge and in understanding, because the playing field is changing all the time. And it's not oft that we have someone to guide us through the ever-changing playing field. You know, we're not financial professionals, but Elliot, you are, and it's going to be an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to return right back here on Wednesday, April 6th. With you on Financial Fitness. At that particular point in time, we will have a guest with us. His name is Stephen Lindsay, and he is a credit repair consultant and financial literacy provider. So we're going to pick his brain, okay? We want everybody to definitely rate on the chart where they have the, you know, proper credit ratings. That is in important. Our financial profile makes a difference. So credit repair consultant Stephen B. Lindsay will be our guest April 6th on Tribe Family Channel, same Tribe Family station, same Tribe Family number, where you will catch Elliot and I. You can visit Tribe Family Channel via Twitter at Tribe Family US, via Facebook at facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. And you can also hit us up, our parent company, at Gumbo for the Soul on facebook.com/Gumbo for the Soul and GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. I am a publisher and a radio show producer. So please get in touch. We have a plethora of calls for submissions under our Gumbo for the Soul anthologies. So visit GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. Click on announcements right there at the top tab, and it will take you to 4 current book openings. And we will be releasing yet another one tomorrow. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. So we're happy that you were able to tune in this evening, Elliot. Oh, my goodness. You're talking about the prowess of matriculating the financial landscape in a way where you help us avoid the snakes and the alligators and the pitfalls, okay? You take us directly to where we're trying to get to so that we're not snared up in the convoluted waters. Because let me tell you something, as soon as you start to venture out to do your research. There's a lot of bots out there that are going to come after you. They've come after me. They come after my phone number. They're in my inbox, and they try to make it all sound, you know, lucrative and inexpensive. But guess what? They are also risky. And the one thing that a financial expert will be sure to emphasize to you is to know your risk. So this has been Financial Fitness, Season 1, Episode 7. We will return with Episode 8, April 6th. Elliot, take us out.
Well, it's been great to talk with you guys and talk with you, Beverly. I've enjoyed the last 2 months. I know we got one more month to go, right? You know, and then, you know, so we'll be bringing the showers of, because it's April, April showers bring May flowers, right? So we bring the showers of financial knowledge and wisdom to bring them, you know, and let the flowers that people grow, that people were showing in May, the wise decisions and informed decisions that they will be making based on the information that we provide. You know, and again, if y'all want to contact me, you can call me at 281-661-3919. It doesn't matter the state that you're in. If I don't have a license for you, for your state, I will get that license. It'll take about a week, okay? And or contact me at elliot.howard@wslife.com, elliot.howard@wslife.com. I hope you all have a great weekend and have a good time with your friends and family. Be safe. Beverly, you definitely be safe. And I'll be looking
Thank
forward
you
to talking
so
to you
much.
On Twitter.
You as well. God bless. Have an amazing weekend. Good night, all.